will get to before the next break. I promise. Jimmy, Sterling, hang. We'll get to ASAP. We already had an interview set up here, though. Sticky's Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline is where Dan Zucker stands by. And for those of you who have listened to the show before, you've heard the guys from PredictionMachine.com before. Dan is with an organization that does PredictiForm.com, which is similar, but for horse racing. Did I sum that up right, Dan?
Yeah, you got that right, Justin. Actually, it's the same group from PredictionMachine.com, including Paul Basir, who is, of course, the guy behind the math. And we rolled out into the horse racing business about a month ago with our site.
Well, I have been saying for a while now, and I was telling Pat a moment ago, this is not the deepest field as far as the number of horses, but as far as the quality of horses. I don't know much about Danza, but as far as the rest of them goes, I mean, this is a wide-open thing, I think, on Saturday. Mm-hmm. This is a great collection of very talented horses with really impressive pedigrees.
It really is, and one of the things that we look for at PredictTheForm.com, and, you know, there's a lot of people in the horse racing business, and everybody's got an angle, right? And everybody thinks that their angle and their evaluation is the best. We really try to focus in on form. So in other words, which horses are coming into form and which horses are coming, you know, rolling out of form. And much of what we look at are the internal efforts, sort of the race within a race, if you will. So to us, where a horse finishes and what his final time are secondary to how the horse manages his energy through the race.
All right. So who's coming into form?
Well, you know, that's a good question. You know, I could take you through the field probably pretty quickly and kind of give you a quick overview of each of the horses. Obviously, you're going to want to start with Tapiture, who's the favorite. He's, you know, with Steve Asmussen, and of course Asmussen has had tremendous media attention, probably not the best over the course of the last couple of weeks, right?
Mm-hmm.
But in terms of this horse, and if you watch his last race, he really bowled his way out of a hole, and he is on a positive form cycle. The question for me, and the horse is already qualified for the Kentucky Derby, sitting in 13th place in the point standings, is whether or not Steve Asmussen will have Tapiture geared up to win this race, or will he try to save some in the tank for the first Saturday in May?
Mm-hmm. Tell me about Bayern. Bayern's a horse that our buddy Jeff Taylor, who's our handicapper that comes on, has really been high on, and I think he's a second favorite on the morning line. So talk to me a little bit about that horse.
Sure. So what's interesting about Bayern, and one of the things that we identified here, is he is on a very similar pattern to two horses, the winner of the Florida Derby Constitution and the third-place finisher in the Wood Memorial Social Inclusion. Both of those horses, Constitution and Social Inclusion, had performances where their final pace figure was faster than their 4-furlong pace figure leading up to the races, which basically means these two young horses have learned to manage their energy better. Constitution had three starts, Social Inclusion had two starts. Bayern also is coming off two starts and a very similar pattern. So in terms of what he looks like, you know, you can reference two pretty good horses in big graded stakes races that he is sort of modeled after. You know, for my money, and I don't know how much this was talked about by your co-worker, but he did have a misstep in early March. He bruised his foot, and he was forced to miss a start. Now, that doesn't really mean that much, except when you're looking at three-year-old horses who have to be at their very best when they hit the Kentucky Derby. His last race was 60 days ago, which is a little bit longer than you'd like to see. He will get bet, but you know, he's probably not a horse that we would unload on in this case, if you know what I mean.
Mm-hmm.
I think he's vulnerable.
Okay.
What do you think of Conquest Titan? He comes from quite an impressive line of horses, and I look at him, and Calvin Borail is riding him 10-1. I'm putting a house on him.
You do love Calvin Borail.
Love Calvin Borail. Arkansas Hall of Famer, Calvin Borail.
Conquest Titan's had some good performances in high-profile, big-stakes races, but has had a couple of, I guess you would call them, near misses. I mean, he's been in the mix a few times.
Yeah, so people love Calvin Borail, right? But he really is a Derby specialist as much as he is anything else. Conquest Titan is on a pretty good line, meaning that he is improving. He sits in 36th place on the Derby points list, which means he needs a second place finish to qualify. I talk a lot about this, you know, where they sit on the points list, because for me, it's sort of like the NCAA tournament and trying to get in to the tournament. So most of these horses that are running want to run in the Derby. And so for me, you got to look at the points list, where he sits and what kind of performance he needs to move forward. So for him to get into the Derby, he needs a second place performance. That tells me likely that the horse will be all out. The question is whether or not his best will get him there. He has some erratic internal race fractions, and I'm a bit suspect about that. So for my money,
he's hobbling
a little.
He ain't buying your horse.
He's hobbling a little then.
Your Conquest Titan pick, he just shot it down. Did you catch that?
That's when this horse, that's when he's at his best, when his back's against his wall, and nobody believes in him.
Nobody's ever put a horse's back to the wall.
He's the Yukon of the Arkansas Derby.
Well, hopefully he gets to eat on a regular basis, and he does not have a problem with a horse racing organization like your guy Shabazz Napier. Predictaform.com is the website. We are joined this morning by Dan Zucker on the Stickies Rock and Roll Chicken Shack Hotline. I don't know anything about Danza other than I do love Tony Danza, and I'm hoping this horse wins, as I've mentioned before, so the headline can read the next day, "Who's the Boss?" as we watch him run down for the victory. Although I'm not going to put any money on him, so maybe it's better that he doesn't win. What can you tell me about Danza? Because he seems to be the one big outlier in this field.
Yeah, it's interesting you bring up Danza. So Danza's another one of these horses from Todd Pletcher, right? Pletcher's the number one trainer in the country.
Mm-hmm.
He actually shows a pretty good line, and it looks like Pletcher... So going back a little bit, on August 13th, he had a really good race, and it looked like it blew the doors off him a little bit. Pletcher took the entire summer off, brings the horse back on March 1st, and shows a pretty good first-out start, coming into this race. If he returns to sort of his pattern that he had earlier when he was a two-year-old, I think he's got a shot. And at 15-1, 12-15-1 in the rail, he may be somebody that we're looking at here pretty closely.
All right, so at the end of the day, Dan, what are we looking at? According to predictiveform.com, you got to go. Where are you going?
Well, that's tough, right?
Not for you, my friend.
There's two other horses we really didn't talk about much, Ride on Curlin.
Yeah, right. You know what? Yeah. That's my bad, because that's the horse I've loved all year.
Yeah. And the thing about Ride on Curlin is he's currently in 23rd on the Derby points list, right? So he definitely needs a top three finish to lock in his Derby ticket.
Mm-hmm.
And he's on a good form cycle, both internally, meaning his 4-furlong number as well as his final time, and he's improving. You know, his numbers are improving, and I think for our money, and again, like predictionmachine.com, you won't always find the strong opinions on the favorite, right?
Mm-hmm.
In terms of where the value is, in terms of what the race looks like, you know, if we had to pick one horse to use for first or second, I think we'd be on Ride on Curlin.
Okay, I see. I like that.
Can I ask one last quick question for novice better on horses like I am? Is there any better strategy to use? I've got a friend who only just tries to pick a winner of a horse, then you've got the trifecta and the exacta. Do you have any advice of which is the best strategy to stick with and not be a sucker like I usually am?
Here's my take on this, and this is a little bit like, let me ask you the first question. Are you a teaser and parlay guy if you're betting sports?
No, I don't. Right. Yeah, sorry.
Okay,
it sounds fun.
He only teases the ladies, my friend. And he also parlays them occasionally, too,
yes,
when he can.
On a good night, Dan.
Anyway, you say that to say what?
So parlays and teasers are in general sucker bets, right?
Yes.
Because there's lots of juice. The house puts in between 20 and 30% on each side, so it's a 20 or 30 cent money line. A typical win bet on one team is a 10 cent money line. Trifectas and exactas are the same thing. The house takeout is higher on those bets than it is on a straight win bet. So just in terms of what's a smart bet based on ROI, you get 10 or 15 or 20% or even more possible return by betting a win bet. So to me, a win bet, a place bet, and a show bet across the board are wise ways to start if you're a novice. There's the lowest takeout, which means that if you're going to win, you're going to get more of your money back.
So the one last horse before we let you go here, we did not talk about at all, I guess, is Commissioner, right? Did you mention Commissioner, or did I miss that?
No, we didn't run through Commissioner, but I can give you a quick once over on Commissioner. So again, another from the Todd Pletcher barn. I mean, he could literally have six runners in the Kentucky Derby.
That doesn't seem fair.
And he has shown that he can do that. He's 33rd, like I said, on the Derby point standing list, which means he needs a third-place finish to qualify for the Derby.
This is his better
bet.
He showed
steady positive improvement in his last couple starts, but his internal race fractions, meaning how fast he goes to the quarter and the half, are pretty erratic.
Okay.
Right? This raises a minor concern. But you have Pletcher and you have value, so he is somebody you probably want to consider in your wagering.
Yeah, and of the Pletcher horses, certainly a lot better odds than Danza is. So we'll see what shakes out. He's got Mike Smith aboard as well, which is never a bad bet. Mike's an outstanding Hall of Fame trainer. So came in at 8 to or Hall of Fame jockey rather. 8 to 1 is the opening line on this. So we'll see how it gets bet tomorrow. But I'm going to guess he will not go off at that number. So as people take stock in the Pletcher connection.
Now, I have never been to Oaklawn Park, and it's definitely on my bucket list.
Oh, Dan, do yourself a favor. Come down. I'll tell you what.
Come on,
Arkansas
Dan.
Derby next year. Be our guest. We'd love to have you.
All right. I look forward to it, guys. All good luck this weekend. Thanks for having me on.
Thanks, Dan. Appreciate it. That's Dan Zucker with PredictTheForum.com. And, again, if he's anything like Paul Basir, take what he said to the bank. You'll do very well. Paul has been very accurate over the years with us. So when we come back, we're going to talk a little fishing.